Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lilui Nishmas. Harav David Yitzchok Ben Akiva Yehuda. And Lilui Nishmas Harav Eliel Moshe Ben Rav Yitzchok Dov. We're going to be learning a Mirtzei Hashem from the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Mahana Rav Zetzal, a Shalashudas Drasha that he delivered in the year Tuf Leish Tzad Aleph, Dahainu, the year 1930, and it was given in Yiddish, recorded in Hebrew, by his Talmud, Kalman Frankel. And Me'ubad, it was reworked by Rabbi Arav Adari Zichrono Lebracha. Baruch Hashem, we've already seen many of these delicious, and they are just so beautiful. Ve'ele told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, b'chol ma shekatuv ve'ele, mosif al rishonim. B'chol makom shekatuv ve'ele, posel et rishonim. And these are the told us of Yitzchak ben Avraham. It says ve'ele, and so that's adding on to what it says before, as opposed to the word ele. These, it is literally disqualifying what was said earlier. Something new. Ve'ele is adding on. And what's Ve'ela told us Yitzchak? Says the Medrash, Mosif al Rishonim, al Moshe Kosev l'malo imenu b'nei Yishmael. So earlier on it talks about the b'nei Yishmael. Ve'ela, it's Mosif. So we have to understand what's the inyan of this Hasaf in relationship to Yitzchak. We would say Faker, it should be disqualifying. Before we had Yishmael. And that's out. Let's passel that. That's literally, like the Medrash says, Lashon HaMedrash, Poisel is HaRishon. So this should be Yitzchak, the Toldos of Yitzchak should be passeling, should be disqualifying the, what was earlier, the B'nai Yishmael. Why does it say Eila, that it's Ve'Eila, that it's adding on? And the Rishoniyut of Yitzchak, the fact that Yitzchak was the first, he was circumcised at 8 days, spoken about in the Medrash. He was the first one who was in Gemalot. He was circumcised at 8 days. The Gemara says, Yesh yili bayis shenimo le'echod, v'yesh yili bayis shenimo le'shmeni. You can have somebody born in the house who was circumcised at 1 day, and there's a yili bayis, someone who's born in the house who's circumcised at 8 days. So there's a mitzias of Mila, the Gemara says, from the first day. So why then does the Torah push off the bris Mila of a Jew until the 8th day? The Gemara there says that if he buys a shivcha with the Vlad, and then the Vlad isn't yet 8 days, he can circumcise the Vlad right away. So why do we wait for the 8th day? I am the Torah Shlema, the gracious Perek Yitzayin Os Pehei, also discussed by the Rav Zatzal in Parshas Tezriya and Tafrish Peites. It's in Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf, and Tesam, and Aleph, Kol mitzvah she'nemra levnei Noach v'nishnek b'sinai, lazeh v'lazeh ne'emra, levnei Noach v'lo nishnek b'sinai, v'yisrael ne'emra v'lo levnei Noach. Any mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach, and was repeated at Sinai, it was said both to the Jews and the Bnei Noach. But if it was said to the Bnei Noach and it wasn't repeated at Sinai, it was only said to the Jews and not to the Bnei Noach. Mila was said to Bnei Noach and it was repeated at Sinai. So So they should be chayavim b'mila. Nevertheless, bnei Noach are not mitzvah b'mila. V'lod she'afilu hanimolim mibnei Noach nikraim arelim. V'yisraelim, af shem arelim, nikraim nimolim. So, even though a guy does have a bris mila, he's still called an ara. A Jew is an ara, is still called a nimol. Like we see in the Gemara and the Dorim, the Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. So this is the Vartema, that it was Nemra in the B'nai Noach, and Nishnes B'Sinai. So why aren't B'nai Noach Mitzuveh? And it doesn't help it. B'nai Noach can try to do a bris mila, but it's not going to give him the status of being a nimol. He's still going to be an ara. We have to understand this. But the mail of the bris mila, the Gra writes, and it was explained by his son, that the bris includes all 613 mitzvahs. Bris is begematria taliyab, 612, and bitzeruv mitzvahs bris mila at 613. So bris includes v'ayin od v'sefer ber yitzchak alakuti agra. Perik Memches, Shakul Keneged Taryag Mitzvahs, that's why it's called a bris. It's Shakul Keneged Taryag. Yesh Bebrit Mishum Sirut Nefesh Mitoch Ahava, which is the union of Kiddush Hashem. In Kiddush Hashem, they darshan in Zohar in relationship to the Kerem of Shlomo. The Maila of the Kerem of Shlomo, the vineyard of Shlomo, that those who guard it get a lot of schar. Masayim, 200 for those who guard his peros. V'zohar amru, en lecha kol tzadik v'tzadik me'otam ha'oskim b'Torah she'en lo matayim olamot v'kisufim b'shvil ha'Torah hadahu d'chtiv u'matayim lanodrim et piryo. ומתיים אשר מוסרים עצמם בכל יום, כאילו נהרגו על קדושת שמו, כל המוסר נפשו בהפסוק הנוכחי על 400 עולמות בעולם הבא, אמר רב יוסף, והתנן 200, אמר רב נחמן, 200 על התורה, 200 אשר מוסר נפשו בכל יום, על קדושת שמו. This is in the Medrash הנעלם, חי סורה, קוף דלת on the base, זוהר, that there's no tzaddik from those who are osik b'Torah that doesn't have 200 worlds because of his Torah. Or masayim lanotrim es piryo. 200 worlds. And another 200 for being moser themselves every day as if they died for the sanctification of God's name. Anyone who's moser nefesh and at this pasuk, or masayim lanotrim es piryo, gets 400 worlds. It says 200, says Rav Yosef. Rav Nachman says 200 for Torah and 200 for being Moser Nefesh al Kedushas Hashem. There in the Tosefta, Kuf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, says, Kesef HaSadeh Kach Mimeni, Da Kisufa De Alma De Arba Meot, Vayishkol Avraham Lefron Et HaKesef, Da Kisufa Rabta, De Inun Almin VeKisufin, 400 shekel kesef, 400 olamot, vehanaot, vekisufin, over lasocher, of Nachman Amar, she'avor kol shari shamayim. Kesef asede take from me, that's the kisufa, the desire of 400 worlds. And Avram weighed the money for Ephron, that's great kisufin, desire of these worlds and desires. This is the Zohar, obviously. I'm not understanding what I'm saying, just translate. Arba meo shekel kesef is 400 olamos, v'hanos, v'kisufin, desires, pleasures, over la socher, what does it mean over la socher? Rav Nachman says, he's going to be over, he's going to pass through all the gates of heaven. It says in the Perush HaSulam, שהזוכה לאלו המויכין, the tough almond, the kisuf, and nimtza shalom ha-trekos. Anyone who zoche to the moichin, to the brain, so to speak, of these 400 worlds of kisufin, is shalom and all the madrekos. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, like the mitzvah of Mila, goes round and round, over la socher, זאת אומרת, it's encompasses all the mitzvahs, just like Bris Milah encompasses all the mitzvahs, so too, somebody who's Mekadosh is Hashem, and encompasses all the mitzvahs. Where Frankl writes in his record of the Rav Shir, which obviously he wrote after Shabbos, ki ha-brit machshirat ben ha-adam le-kiyum ha-Torah. The bris is machshir a person for kiyum ha-Torah. You can only keep the Torah. That's why bris is tariyab. If you do the 613th mitzvah, bris milah, it's machshir you for the other 612. Habrit hi mesirut nefesh shel kiyum haTorah shel ahavat Hashem. So this bris is the mesirus nefesh, the giving over of yourself to fulfill the Torah and love God. That's what this bris does. It allows you to properly fulfill the Torah, and that's the kiddush Hashem. Ubezoar arba meos alma dekisifin, 400 worlds of desire. That's the 400. Shekel kesef, kesef, loshem kisuf, and desire. Vizo ver la soicher, loshem schor, kielos sovim, is kol kiyum haTorah. That surrounds all the fulfillment of the Torah. Every mitzvah has a bechina of koach and a bechina of b'fa'a. ככל שמשקל העשייה במצווה גדול יותר, כך גדלה בחינת הבפועל. זאת אומרת, מצווה שצריכה עשייה, הפועל גדול יותר. The more עשייה there is, the more בפועל there is. But every mitzvah has the בכוח, the potential, and then the bafoal, the actualization of the mitzvah. The more the asiyah plays a role, the greater the bafoal. B'chinat zachor, she keneged mitzvat asay, v'yesh ba pi'ilut, ole al b'chinat shamor. Zachor is mitzvah asay. Zachor is active. Shamor is losase. Ve'en ba'ela him man'ut. Ramban, Shmos, Chav, Perakov, Pasuk, Zayin, Ayin, Sham. Ramban talks about active of Shabbos, passive. Famous Ramban, that Esei Decha Losasek, it's Esei is Ahava, and Losasek is Yira, so the Ahava is Decha Yira. So the Zachor of Shabbos, the active, is greater than the passive of Shamor, of not doing. And Kiddush Hashem b'Fo'al, Ki rak al shalosh mitzvot, Avodah Zarah, Kilu Arayut v'Shvichut Damim, Anu mitzvim b'Fo'al al Kiddush Hashem. B'Sha'ar Averot, Ein Yehareg v'Al Yavor. We only have to die for three mitzvahs. In other averus, there is no yahar v'al yavor. Yechudan shel shalosh ele mistaber b'pashtut. What's unique about these three mitzvahs? Tachlit ma'aseh ha'adam kiddush Hashem. U'mat zot avodah zarah hi ma'aseh mamashi hafuch l'kiddush Hashem. Tachlis of what a person does to sanctify God's name. Avodah Zarah is mamish, it's a maisa, that's the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. So that's why you have to die for Avodah Zarah, for Shvichus Dam, you have to die, because who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. Someone says either kill him or I'll kill you. One has to take the bullet. Because he says that your blood is red or maybe his blood is red. ואילו איסורי עריות יש להם צד שווה לשפיכות דמים, שלהי כך היא שוותה התורה. כי כאשר יקום איש על רעהו צחו נפש, כן הדבר הזה. So we learn the Gemara, there's a hekesh from Gilei Arayos to Shvichus Damim. And besides these, we have the klal of Achai behem lo sheyamus behem. And therefore, those who hold that you're not allowed to be killed for other averis, if he was, he's mischayv ben avshel fein mishikas haramban. And do mishpat kohen v'amud kshim chofein shimen zayin. So one has to die, one has to die, live, and if one, the mitzvah is lavor, to be over and not to die, if he dies, then he's mischayv ben avshel, he's doing a very serious avera. He has to make sure to stay alive. This haftach of achai b'hem, sofin yano, is olam haba. Shematari b'olam hazeh v'lo sofa u'meis, can't be olam hazeh, Rashi says, v'yekri yet chaseh. He's going to die. You know, tag amunkulot, v'tari shleim Hashem v'ismim. In the end, he's going to die. So not pitom that achai b'hem is olam hazeh, it's olam haba. The foundation of the Jewish life is an olam ha'elyon, an olam haba. מכאן שגם למוסר עצמו להריגה, עדיין אנו קוראים עליו וחי בהם. Even if somebody is מוסר עצמו להריגה, we can still say about him וחי בהם. Why? לעולם הבא. As Rav Frankl writes, בישראל, again, as we mentioned in a recent shiur, מרן הרב דיבר ביידיש, אז כל מה שאנחנו קוראים, זה לא הוא עצמו כתב, הוא אמר, וזה נכתב על ידי הרב פרנקל, והרב הדרי איבד את הדברים, he reworked it. So Frankl writes, בישראל החיות נלקחה מעולם העליון, מעולם הבא. משום זה אף בשעה שיש מסירות נפש בפועל, קרינן בי וחי בהם. Among the Jewish people, our chiyus is from the olam elyon, olam haba, and therefore even if one's moisir nefesh b'foyal, we can still say b'chai v'hem. Chol zot, kol zman shein echrech shel kiddush Hashem b'foyal, asur lamit et atzmo gam echem ativim. If there's no din of kiddush Hashem, then it's also for one to die, even from his natural life, which he were created. V'zeo kiddush, that's kiddush Hashem, because b'tzelam elokim asa sa'adam. We get our life from God, and we're not allowed to commit suicide, chas v'shalom, do anything to endanger our health or our life. Because even when he's alive, a Jewish person is connected to the Olam Elyon. This connection is also the meaning of the Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. Ze gilui pan nosaf yoter elyon shel hachayim. יתר על הגילוי הטבעי, at the higher level of life on Shabbos. וחי בהם בעולם הזה במובן הראשוני הפשטני, רק מתוך כך וחי בהם לעולם הבא. Because you live in this world, then you can live in the next world. It starts here. Our eternal life, that's why it's called עולם הבא, it's a המשך of this world. But it starts here. And then you get to the וחי בהם ובעולם הבא, but in the meantime you have to make sure to preserve your life in this world. And only when the halacha commands us to be mosir nefesh b'foyal, then we receive the commandment of achai b'hem, of olam haba. But if that's not the case, then achai b'hem applies to olam haza as well. הנחות אלה מסבירות את דרשת הירושלמי ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל. ישראל מצווים על קידוש השם. ואין בני נוח מצווים על קידוש השם. But the Jewish people are commanded to sanctify the name of God. And בני נוח are not commanded on קידוש השם. אמנם, עבודה זרה היא אחת משבע מצוות בני נוח. והיה צריך לפעול לחייבה מצווה זו, why aren't בני נוח מצווה על קידוש השם? Why aren't they מויסר? יד שירת ממויסר נפש הנר שבע מצווס. אז מחלוקת נבבלי, סנהדרין עין דלת עמוד בייס, בני נוח המצווה על קידוש השם. טעמו של דבר, מכיוון שמשמעות חייהם מתייחסת רק לחיים הטבעיים. ואין לה תוכן מעבר להם. לכן אין רואי לצוותם הפסקת החיים, שהוא אובדן מוחלט. כלשון הרב פרנקל, וירושלמי מביא הלכה פסוקה, מן הכתוב ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל, עבודה זרה היא אחת משבע מצוות, ויש פלוקתה בחז"ל אם יש בעקום חיוב של מסירות נפש, מכיוון שהבריאה שלהם היא רק לשם חיות טבעית, ואינה קשורה כלל בחיים האחרים, ואין כוח להכריח להפסיק את החיים, כי אז איננו, אינו ואיננו לגמרי. So, if they're not zoich at olam haba, so then they completely lost it. It's not right to command them to die. אבל אנחנו, כל ישראל, יש להם חלק לעולם הבא. We're automatically, we have the כרטיס כניסה, we have the entry card to olam haba, so us you can command to die for avodah zarah. But it could be מלבד אולי שפיכות דמים אשר בין כך עומדת השאלה שחיים טבעיים צריכים להיפסק ואז השאלה החיים של מי קודם ומה חזית דם מדידך סומק סמיק תפי So when it comes to איסור הציחה maybe there the din is different. My chazis, who says, your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder, so therefore one would have to give up one's life. I am the Mishnah Lamelech, the Melachim, Perik, the Hilchos Melachim of the Rambam, in the 10th Perik in the 2nd Halacha. Mi she'eino mitzuveh al kiddush Hashem b'fo'al, rei gam b'koach ein lo yachatz l'kach. לעומת זאת ישראל המצווים על קידוש השם בפועל בתנאים מסוימים הרי יש בכלל מעשה מיסודות של קידוש השם בכוח. So those who don't have the mitzvah of קידוש השם בפועל, so they also don't have the potential of קידוש השם, they're בכוח. Jewish people, we have a mitzvah of קידוש השם בפועל in certain circumstances, so in our other deeds, when it's not בכוח, at least it's בכוח בפועל, it's at least בכוח. לפוריט מילה, יש מעמד מיוחד במערכת המצוות. בסמילה has a special status in the system of our mitzvahs. ומכאן משקלה של הברית כנגד התרי"ג. מצד אחד יש בה מעשה בפועל, שמבחינת העשייה יש בה התייחסות למסירות נפש בפועל, ונטבעת בנפש הנימה לסגולה למסירות נפש האמורה להתבצע בנסיבות שיקבעו על ידי ההלכה. So one hand you have in bris milah before. This is a mice of mesiris nefesh. This baby is giving up his blood. It's like compared in chazal to a carbon. So he has this skula now of being able to be moser nefesh, to give over his life to Hashem when the halacha requires it. That's the before. On the other hand, encapsulated in this maisa mitzvah, is hachshara shebekoach, this potential of just being mekadesh Hashem in all of Jewish life, and everything he does in all tariag mitzvahs, that he's potentially being moser nefesh. He has now the capacity that every time he does a mitzvah, he's moser nefesh. Ve'yein od orot hakodesh, chelekim u'musar hakodesh, עמודים ראש צעדי חטא עד שן א', עולת הראייה ועמוד שן צעדי זין. So he's with the Bris Milah, he's given the Befoal of Mesiris Nefesh and the Bekoach, that all the mitzvahs, again, Bris is Taryab, that all the other Taryab mitzvahs, he could be able to be Moser Nefesh. Not Befoal, Bekoach, but it's an act of giving himself over to Hashem. And we can understand the Jerusha, B'yom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Yisado b'kesher shebein haolam hazeh l'chaye ha-netzach. Kesher ha-mitkale b'shabbat shimein olam haba. Ve'ota yimama sheba nechsef kesher kaze in makom nasiya bat chalof. Kol malachtecha asuya. On Shabbos we have an Isser Malacha, because we're connected to eternity. Shabbos Mein Olam Haba. This day of Shabbos, we reveal this Kesher to Olam Haba, so you can't do anything that's not Nitzchias. Kilo kol malachtecha asuya. All of your work is done. We're people of Nitzchias. Shabbos is a day of Nitzchias. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do anything that relates to the temporal world. But in contrast to this, it's mutar on Shabbos to a Maisa Mila, because this Maisa is like Shabbos. It strengthens the connection between two forms of life, hativiyim gashmiim veha'elyonim ruchaniim, the natural life, the natural gashmiistika life, and the elevated spiritual life. V'chai behem b'shnei olamot. This v'chai behem is in two worlds. Chayim hativiyim hagashmiim, Ve'elyonim haruchaniim, because this connects us to the eternal world, this mitzvah of Bris Milah. Mitzvah of Bris Milah is Netzach. And since it connects us to Netzach, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Frankel writes, "Lachen darshin and legabe Yisrael ubiyom hashmini imol, afilu b'Shabbat. In ki Shabbat im olam elyon vaz yudim et kasher amechem shel olam haba, v'asur ha'idei zeh b'chol melachat tevit." Shabbos is from the higher world. You're connecting to olam haba. Therefore, you're not allowed to do any natural labor. Af letzorech ochel nefesh. B'chol zot mutar lamul yudi b'Shabbat. שמצוות הברית בעצמה מקשרת את החיים הישראלים הטבעיים עם החיים העליונים, עם חיים של עולם הבא כמו שבת בעצמה, מצד החיים הטבעיים. הוא עושה מעשה בפועל. מצד החיים הרוחניים נוצר את זה כוח בנפש הישראלי, אמור למסירות נפש בכל מכוח, בכל מצווה. So you're connecting yourself to eternity. Now you're doing it to Maisa בפועל of Mesiris Nefesh, and he's preparing the Nimo to live a life of Mesiris Nefesh. Chai b'hem in both worlds. And this school is only Nimole Yisrael, and therefore Yilidei Bayis, those born of a Shivcha in a Jewish home, even if they're Nimole Yomecha, their meal is not Torech Shabbos. Because Shabbos, with its dual revelation of this world and the next world, is not pushed away for those who are more rooted in this world, and not rooted in eternity. V'zen etgale lanu min ha-katuv, is Rav Frankel talking, v'yom ha-shmini imol d'r'shir d'r'shu afilu b'shabbat. V'chein akum v'yilid bayit sh'nimol gam li'yom echad, ein t'chiyat shabbat shel Yisrael klapei polit mila shalem, we're not t'rech ha-shabbos with their bris, mikivan sh'ha-shabbat ha-yisraeli hu yoter gadol b'madriga. Because the Jewish Shabbos is on a higher level, the Holy Shabbos, than their Bris Milah. Mitzvat Milah shenamra lebnei Noach v'kmiyei kesef lidei bayit kibla b'Sinai, bitu Yisraeli amyuchad rak lemekablei Torat Sinai. Mitzvah shenishnata b'Sinai b'mishna hora'a ubishinui shel mala, לזה לשמרי שבת נאמרה, ולא לזה לא לבני, לא נאמרה לבני נוח אסורים בשביתה. So the reason was given only to us, yes, it was given at Sinai, but it was only given to us at Sinai, because it was only given to this mitzvah of Bris Milah. It was shown at Sinai that it was given only to us. Why? Because it says of Yom Hashmini Yimo B'Sar Lasso Afilu B'Shabbos, and that's only said to the Jewish people. Is there Aser B'Shvisa? Therefore, when it was said again at Sinai, it was Mafkia the Goyim from this mitzvah. Normally, again, if it was said to Bnei Noach and repeated at Sinai, the Bnei Noach Achayev. But we saw before in the Gemara. So this was said to Bnei Noach and was repeated at Sinai, but it wasn't said to both, because this is Talui in those who are Shomer Shabbos. And those who aren't Shomer Shabbos are not shy to it. So therefore, V'yom HaShmini Yimor B'Sar Lasso, it's even Derech HaShabbos, because this shows that there's a certain eternity to Bris Milah for those who keep Shabbos. And that's Mafkia the Goyim. Therefore, our Bris Milah is Derech HaShabbos. Their Bris Milah, if their Eli buys, isn't Ocha Shabbos. And if the B'chal Nar Eli buys, the Mitzvah Milah wasn't set to them at all. Because at Sinai, we were shown that we have a special Kesher to Bris that the Goyim don't have. That's why it's Docha Shabbos, as opposed to the Bris of a Goy, that's not Ocha Shabbos. The Eli buys. ההבדלה בין ישראל לנוכרים ביחס למילה היא עמוקה ביותר. הרילי ישראל נקראים למרות הכל נימולים. ונימולי אקום קוראים ערלים בכל מקום. Even if a Jew is ערל, he's considered נימו, he's called נימו. And a guy who's נימו, he's called ערל. חובת המילה חלה על הישראלי רק מהיום השמיני ואילך. כדי שאכן תבוא הבריאה או תקנתה. צריך לקיים את הבחירה והברירה, להסיר את העורלה. חוב אב מילה takes effect on a Jew only from the eighth day in onwards. In order that the Bria should be fixed, there has to be a fulfillment of the choice to remove the orla. This selective process can only take place after the orla is part of the Jewish flesh. Only then is there meaning to the siluk ha'orla, to the removal of the orla. This process of removing the orla, which relates only to the Jew, because in Akum it's called Arel, even if he removes the orla, is what prepares him to be Moser Nefesh before. And this preparation is Kiddush Hashem B'Koach. It's potential Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, even if B'Foal, the Jew, is an Arel, he has a Hachshara Nafshit. Potentially, he could have this Bris Milah. That means he could be Moser Nefesh. Or in the words of Rav Frankel, יש הבדל בעצם המצווה בין ישראל ועקום. מכיוון שעיקר מצוות המילה לגבי ישראל היא הסרת העורלה, וביום השני עמו בשר עורלתו, השם נתן לנו הכשרה עצמית להכשיר את הבריאה. צריכים לחכות 8 ימים. הזמן שהתורה קבעת שיצטבר ויקלוט העולה בבשר הישראלי. It has to be done on the eighth day, so that the orla is absorbed well into the Jewish flesh. להביא אחר כך על ידי ברית את התיקון והסרת העולה. To bring afterwards through the bris, the fixing and the removal of the orla. לכן הנודר מן הרעילים אסור מן העקום. Somebody makes a neder that he's not getting hana from Arelim. He's not allowed to get hana from a guy, even if the guy is anima, even if he's skemalot, even if he's circumcised. Ki akum af shu nimo lo usra orla. V'dayin shem arel alav. Even if he's nimo, but the orla spiritually hasn't been removed. Yisrael af al pi sheino nimo l'adayin ein shem orla alav. A Jew, even if he's not nimo, he doesn't have a shem orla. V'inyanu bazeh, v'yisrael sheyeshno ha-koach shel asarat orla. Since the Jew has the koach to remove the orla, he has the capacity, has the potential to remove the orla. Ha-koach v'akdusha l'kidush Hashem. ולמסירות נפש, אף תרם נימול. He has the koach, he has the power, he has the sanctity to sanctify God's name with mesirus nefesh, even before he's nima, because he has the ability to do the mila. So he has a hachana nafshit, a hachshara nafshit, he has the preparation to be a nimol, to be a moiser nefesh, so lechatchila he never gets the shame aral. But a guy who doesn't have the koach to be meisir the orla, even after he's aral, it doesn't prepare him for mesirus nefesh before, for the kiddush Hashem. דארי רייטס כאמור, נכונות זו עצמה היא קידוש השם בכוח. לכן גם אם בפועל הישראלי הרלו, הרי הוא מצד הכשרתו הנפשית. מצד הרשון הנפשית שאנו אנו רואים את אותו כמרות. לעומת זאת הנוכרי, שאין לו את יחסות לקידוש השם בפועל, הרי גם בכוח אין לו שייכות בכך. Since בפועל, it's not what's your nefesh, he has no mitzvah of bris. So even בכוח, he has no שייכות to this. ולכן גם אם בפועל מהול הוא, הרי נורים אותו כערל בכוח. And therefore, even if בפועל he's a mahul, we see him as an ערל בכוח. We see him as somebody who doesn't have that potential, so the person is not going to help. Yitzchak was the first one who was nimol l'shemayim. בואו נתגלתה גם בכוח, גם בפועל, לנכונות וקידוש השם. והוא אכן ידע שגם במסירות נפש בפועל מתקיים וחי בהם לעולם הבא, בטוב הגנוז. תייחסות זו לטוב הגנוז מיוחדת היא ליצחק. תראו של הנביא יוצר אור וחושך הזה שלנו הוא רע. נשתנה על ידי חמים, נוסח התפילה לשבח ומעליותו ובורא את הכל. שינוי זה, אם בו תיקון לשון בלבד, יש בו תוכן חדש. הרע, התמון בכל, בריאה כוללת הכולנית, טובה גנוזה בה. יצחק is ready now from a serious nefesh, בכוח, בפועל, וחי בהם is לא ילם הבא, בטובה גנוז. And this relationship to the hidden good is special to יצחק. The Navi says, יוצר אור ורואי חושך, חושך שלום ורואי רע, that God creates evil. But חכמים changed it for the better, like we see in Brachas 11b, ויהיה נולד ראייה בחלק הלך מולי שלום אתכם. ואין היה שם בברכות. That it means, ובורא יש הכל. This is new, not only תוכן לשון, it's a תוכן, it's a new content. הרע תמון בכל. So the רע, what is רע? What's יש לנו ראי יש הכל? The רע and the בכל is really good, it's a hidden good. The מיד of יצחק is מכל. אברהם is בכל, and יצחק is מכל. ובבאסו יציין עבר אלף, היין אורות הקודש, במוסר הקודש, page 148. בכל מכל כל. בכל זה אברהם, מכל זה יצחק, כל זה יעקב. מתוך הכל, הכולל גם את מרכיב הרע, ואוכל מכל. יודע יצחק להוציא את הטוב, יצחק knew how to take the good out of the bad. That's the meat of kol, of taking everything, even the bad, turns into good. And this meat of allowed him to be Moser Nefesh. It's bad to stop life. But Yitzhak was faithful to his past. He saw the Bechina V'chai V'ham, Lailam Haba. He saw that life that hides behind the darkness and the evil of death. Frankl writes, Yitzchak haya rishon shiyada ki b'misirat nefesh yesh barat tov. He saw the good and the bad. V'lachen mikol chafetz lotzi et ha-tov. He wanted to bring from the kol, he wanted to bring out the good. And therefore Yitzchak says the same, limatamim v'ochal mikol. I'm going to eat the kol from kol. I'm going to take the good out of the bad. בדרגתו זו סבר יצחק לברך את עשיו בברכת אור וטוב מטל השמיים חזר. זה מקרא. משמני הארץ זו משנה. דגן זה תלמוד. תירוש זו אגדה. The ברכה was מטל השמיים, משמני הארץ, דגן וסירוש. So מטל השמיים is מקרא. משמני הארץ is mission. The fat of the land is mission. The dew of the heaven is מקרא. דגן is Gemara. Tirosh is Agada. Vilu baracha acheret v'alcha baracha techyeh should have gone to Yaakov. That was intended for Yaakov. The use of the cherev is to take out the good from the bad. That's the meat of Yitzchak. He wanted to give to Yaakov. תוספת זו של הטוב, הגנוז ברע על הטוב הנגלה, היא תולדת מידתו של יצחק. This addition of good, it's hidden in the bad. In addition to the revealed good, is the told of the meat of יצחק. ואלה תולדות יצחק, ואלה מוסיף על הראשונים. הוספה שינה פוסלת את הרע מכל וכל. אלא בוררת ממנו את המרכיבים הטובים, ואלא מוסיף. תוספת שלא נידונה לחיליון, אלא נתעלתה, נצרפה, ונצטרפה לטוב. So you have this addition, this ואלא, that adds on, it adds on. Beforehand, it's told us Yishmael. And now Yitzchak, it's ואלא, he's adding on, he's not passing in the Rishonim, he's adding. Because he's finding the good and the bad.
לשון עבר פרנקו, וזה דכתיב ואלה תולדות, וו של ואלה מוסיף על הראשונים. יצחק חפץ בהמשכה, כדי להוציא, he wanted to be ממשיך, to continue, כדי להוציא מן הפסולת את החלק הטוב, to take out from the raw, the good. וזהו עניין של הברכות שיצחק חשב להפוך את הסדר. That's in the brachas, and Yitzchak wanted to do it differently. וחפץ לתת לאסף מטל השמיים משמניית שדרסו חזל. מקרא, משנה, אגדה, he wanted to give Esav the Torah. מטל השמיים is מקרא, משמן ארץ is משנה. רוב דגן is Talmud, ותירוש is אגדה, he wanted to give Esav the Torah. And he wanted to give יעקב ועל חרבך תחיה. ויעקב ועל חרבך תחיה. כי לא ברכה אחת היא לך אבי, נאמר לו. ומי עשיו מקבל את הברכות הראשונות, יעקב מקבל את האחרונות. He can't do it twice. Can't give both of them the same bracha. So if Esav would have gotten the mital ha-shamayim u'shmanei ha-aretz, then Yaakov would have been left for Yaakov as al-chayr b'chatichya. Lotzi min ha-rat ha-tov. That's what al-chayr b'chatichya is. Use the sword to cut out the bad and take the good. אבל מכיוון שעיקר הזרע היה יעקב, כי ביצחק יקרא לך זרע, ביצחק ולא כל יצחק. והמשכה של קידוש המפועל הכוח נתנה ליעקב, לא יעקב יכול לקבל את הברכות הראשונות אלא ברמאות. להוציא מן הרע הזה את הטוב של הברכות. So the עיקר זרע of יצחק is יעקב, only ביצחק, only within יצחק, not all of יצחק. So this המשך of קידוש השם בפועל הכוח is יעקב.
כפילות, הרב דרי כותב, כפילות הברכה של יצחק כפי שעלתה במחשבתו הייתה מתקבלת עם שני בניו שאמורים היו להמשיך את מפעליו, אכן היו עושים כן. או אז הייתה החלוקה ביניהם כפי שסבור היה אביו ואביהם לברכם. עשיו בטוב הנגלה, יעקב בטוב הגנוז. עשיו was supposed to get the revealed good. Torah, דגן, תירוש, יצר, מקרא, משנה, תלמוד, אגדה. And Yaakov was supposed to get the hidden good. says, and that excludes Esav, it's mafkia Esav. Miktsas Yitzchak, it says in Yerushalmi, v'ein Esav v'chal zera Yitzchak. V'Yitzchak, and it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Bereshis Nogimel Yedbeiz, v'Yitzchak u'mishu mode b'shnei olamot, v'chol mishu eino mode b'shnei olamot, lo yikare l'chal zera. Nimtsa sh'Yaakov hu ha'yichidi ha'roi l'kabalat b'lkotav shel Yitzchak. So it emerges that Yaakov is the only one who's right to be mekabel the brachas of Yitzchak, because well, he's moide b'shnei olamos, not Esav. Yaakov, hu ha-mishtayich l'shnei olamot, hu ha-mityaches l'kiddush Hashem. Hein b'koach, hein b'foah. So he relates the two worlds. He relates the v'chai b'hem, giving up your life in this world for the next world. And that's the b'foah of the kiddush Hashem, of actually dying to get to the next world, and then the b'koach. But even when you do mitzvahs in this world, there's a bekoach of kiddush Hashem of mesiras nefesh, even if you're not doing it before. So only Yaakov is given the bechayda, not Esav. Mimotza davar atalamed shemuvad bilkat tov anigle. Besides the revealed good mital shemaim mishmanei aretz, from the dew of the heaven, from the fat of the earth. Hayal Yaakov litol afet bilkata tova ganuz v'achabachat l'chiyeh. V'zot minei ubei v'chola lavo rak v'der sh'neret k'ramaut. Sh'rizei inyana neret k'shlila v'yesoda tovai. So besides the bracha of the revealed good, mital shonim shmenei aretz, Yaakov also had to take the bracha of the tova ganuz v'achabachat t'chiyeh. So here there seems to be a little discrepancy between the way Rav Adarya records it and Rav Frankel. Of course, Rav Adarya wasn't there, and he's basing himself on Rav Frankel. But what Frankel writes is that he had to take the first brachas b'ramos because that's his job of taking tov from ra. That was Yaakov was supposed to get v'achai v'chatichya. And the mice, in some sense, he did get the v'achai v'chatichya. Because v'achai v'chatichya is to take the good from the bad. And by taking the first brachas b'ramos, he was taking the good from the bad. Meaning, because to use ramos is bad, but to get the brachas is good. So essentially, by taking the brachas b'ramos in a sneaky way, in a seemingly dishonest way, he was really mekayim b'val chai b'chatichya that Yitzchak wanted to give him, which was to use that sword to cut out the good from the bad. So that was the bracha that was intended for Yaakov. And he ended up essentially getting that because he, even though Achar B'chatichya was told to Esav, but he ended up getting that bracha because that's how he did about Achar B'chatichya Maisa by taking the brachas. Because that's how he took the good from the bad, the bracha through Ramos. Because that's the inyan of the bracha of Achar B'chatichya. It looks bad. It's really good. Maybe al-chai b'chatichya, b'chlal, what does it mean literally? It means you live by your sword. So that looks bad. But it could be used for good. And we know that the sword can bring good things also. When one removes the evil from the earth, so that's good. That's the Al-Vachar B'chatichya that Yitzchak intended to bless Yaakov with. I don't know if this is what the Rav means, but maybe that's part of what he means. If Yitzchak wanted to bless Yaakov, Al-Vachar B'chatichya, you kill people, and that's taking the good out of the bad. Because if they're evil people, then it's really good, even though it looks bad. Right? You see one guy chopping another guy's head off. It looks terrible. But if the guy's head's being chopped off is an SS guy, he's a Nazi, so that's wonderful. And that's the bracha Yaakov was supposed to get. That's the Tova Gun, is the hidden good. Since Yaakov was supposed to get the hidden good, he really got it, even though Achai v'chatichya was told to Esav. But he also got the v'achai v'chatichya. He got the hidden good. What's the hidden good? That when you do something that on the surface doesn't look good, but it's really good. That's what he did. He did a mice of Ramos, of seemingly misleading, dishonest. But it was for the good, to get the brachas and mitmal shemayim, shmenei aretz. That's Yaakov's avoda. Take the good from the bad. But the Yevid Yitzchak agreed. Kam baruch yiyeh. And I like that you're going to do both. You're going to get the mitala shemayim mishmanei aretz. And you're also going to be al chayv chatichya. You're also going to take the good from the bad. It's not going to be Esav at all. And then Esav ended up getting a bracha. But the greater bracha was given to Yaakov. That's why Yitzchak said, when he found out that Yaakov had taken the brachas. Famous Tosefta, which we quoted in a recent shir, Maizeh b'chaser echad, who forgot an omer b'sof sedeyu. He forgot a wheat. In his field, and he said to his son, "Go be makriv a par lo'ilo, par l'shlamim." Thank Hashem. His son said, "Why are you so happy about this mitzvah? You do so many mitzvahs." And he said, "Every mitzvah I do l'das. This mitzvah I can only do if I'm not thinking. I forgot it in the field. It has to be forgotten." מי שלא מתכוון לזכות וזכה מעלים עליו כאילו זכה. אז that's how it ends off. Somebody who doesn't have כוונת מזוכה מזוכה, so he considers it as if he's זוכה, meaning מן השמיים they were מזכהם. It shows them מן השמיים they're happy with him, because every mitzvah it's up to me. It's my בחירה, but this is up to Hashem. And he made me forget, so he shows how זוכה this mitzvah. So when Yitzchak saw that the brachas given to Yaakov and he didn't intend to give it to him. So he understood that he's really was worthy of these brachas, and therefore he said, Gam baruch yiyeh. Hikir ki lo ha-brachot liyot b'dat ba'al mevarech ala b'shaychus ha-nafshi shish l'makabal ha-brachas letzem ha-bracha. Amar gam baruch yiyeh. So he understood that Hashem's giving him the brachas. It must be he's really worthy of the brachas. Frankel brings the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Vayechi, when Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, he didn't bless him until Hashem blessed him first. Rei Reach B'ni Kareach HaSadeh Shebrecho Hashem. He said, God blessing you, so I'm going to bless you. B'shulei HaShmua, Katav HaRav Adari, Bilkat Yitzchak, Hi Si'a Shel Parshatenu, Omnam, HaDerech Ba'i Sig Yaakov Et HaBrachot, Tuna Hesper. הסברו של הרב חורז את הפרשה מתחילתה, מהאות הראשונה. התוספת שיש ביצחק על הנימונים לפניו היא פרדוקסלית במעלתה. דווקא מפני שמילתו לשמונה, תוך כדי תהליך סלקטיבי, הרי במדרגה נוספת על הנימונים מיד עם לידתם. מקומה המרכזי של המילה מקנה לנימונים סגולה בעלת משמעות מקיפה ביותר. הם מסוגלים למסירות נפש, והם זוכים לחיים כפולים בזה ובבא. הכפילות הזו מודגשת אצל יצחק בכוחו הסלקטיבי, המעלה לטובה אף את שדה השלילה. תוכניתו של יצחק להעניק את החיוב הנגלה לעשיו, ואת כוח הסלקציה של הרע, לי יעקב השתבשה בפני שיעקב הקדים ועשה שימוש במעלת הסלקציה כדי להשיג בדרך הנראית שלילית את הברכות. Person who has bris milah is zochid, is mesugel to mesiris nefesh. And the chayim kfulim, chayim in olam hazeh, chayim in olam haba, those who are commanded to do it on the eighth day. So the Jews were chosen for this. Not essentially, what is bris milah? Bris milah is removing the bad from the good. So as we saw, it takes 8 days so that the orla becomes part of the Jewish flesh. It takes a while, it's strengthened, it's connected to the, it's not as the very beginning, it's probably softer and easier to remove. And afterwards, it becomes more part of the person. And then it's removed, the bad is removed from the good. The good from the bad. And that's really the avod of Yitzchak. And he wanted to give this koach to Yaakov of selecting or removing the good from the bad. So Yaakov instead did his selection. He removed the good from the bad by getting the bracha in a way that seemed bad. Now we understand why Yaakov took the brachos b'derech shel ramaut, because he wanted, his avoda was to take the tov from the ra, and Hashem agreed, v'kam baruch yeh, that's the right way to go. And we know that Yaakov was really roi, like we saw in Ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, only part of Yitzchak, only some was moda v'shnei olamos, and we saw b'smila, his mishaychas to this world and the next world. It's Mesiris Nefesh B'Koach, it's Mesiris Nefesh B'Foah. It's V'chai B'Hem, is in both worlds. Shabbos connects to both worlds, Olam Haz and Olam Hav. Only by us, it's Dercha Shabbos. Because Bris Milah is eternity. And therefore it's Mafkiah B'nei Noach. כדי שאכן תבוא על בריאה אותה, כאן אתה צריך לקיים את הבחירה והברירה, להסיר את העולה. And it's only after it was part of the person, and then there's a משמעות to removing it. תוך כדי חריזה מתבררים מושגים הלכתיים על מעמדם של בני נוח ביחס לחיוב מסירות נפש, ולא נדע בני נוח, ותנא חייב עם מסירות נפש, because they're the Iker part of this world and not the next world. And we learned about the Inyan, and except for maybe Ritzicha, because of the Sfar of Maichazis, who says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. We saw the Inyan of the Gimel Mitzvahs, but the whole point of the Jew is to be Makadish Shem Shemayim, but it's always the opposite of that. By Ritzicha we have the Svara, by Gila Arise we have the Hekesh to Ritzicha. Musagei hayisod b'koach b'foal. Tov ra nisarim b'mesechet kula mavlita u'mafika et muto shel Yitzchak ve'et ma'alato shel Yaakov. Hadvarim hayu amukim me'od ve'ani b'tuach she לא מציתי את כוונת הרב. I didn't fully understand what the Rav meant, but I can only do my best, and hopefully Yishma Chacham, you the Chacham will hear, Yosef Lekach, and I'll be able to add wisdom to this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.